Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show as the Shuckers get set to take on the M-Braves game one of a six-game set. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by a guy who's been scorching hot at the plate, Freddy Zamora. Freddy, thanks so much for joining us.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
How's it been? Team's hot. You're on a hot streak at the plate and rolling back into Biloxi on what was a real good series against Rocket City.
Yeah, I mean, the vibes right now are great. The team's having a lot of fun out there. I'm having a lot of fun out there. In terms of the hot streak, I'm just seeing the ball very well right now, getting my footing, you know, in double A that I didn't get to get last year, but it feels good right now. I feel confident at the plate, and I'm seeing the ball well.
What's it like, too, to be back and healthy? You know, you said you hadn't had much playing time in double A. Yeah. Part of that's because of injury. What's it like to be back healthy and good to go for your now third season of minor league baseball?
Yeah, no, it feels amazing. I mean, I've dealt with a couple things these past couple of years that have really, you know, limited my ability to be the player that I know I could be out there on the field, so this year being healthy, I feel great, body feels great, and I think that confidence is really showing on the field now.
How much is that confidence helped by the group around you? Because it seems like this is a lineup where as soon as one guy gets clicking, it's a 1-9 thing.
Yeah, I mean, the guys at the top of the order right now are doing their job. They're doing a great job of getting on base. I've had a lot of chances to bring guys in so far this early into the year, so I mean, the guys are just competing out there, and it's great to see because you just want to compete just like they are.
What's it been like also adjusting to double A?
At first it was hard. Coming into it last year, I think I struggled a bit. But, you know, the reason for that was also because I was hurt. But even now, the first week, I didn't really do as well as I wanted to. But, you know, it's baseball. The next day is always a better day. You just got to go out and keep grinding at bats. And it's been definitely a challenge, but I think I've come around now.
Well, that's the right mindset to have. Next day, gear up, do it again, because you're doing this 138 times in, 152 days? Yeah. There's not much time to breathe.
Yeah, exactly. It's a roller coaster, but you try to keep it as stable as possible. You don't try to get too high, too low. You just keep a steady mind and just know that the next day, hopefully, everything goes the way you plan it.
Prior to joining the Brewers organization, you were a star at the U at Miami. What was it like attending the U as a kid who grew up in Florida?
I mean, it was the best thing, to be honest. You know, having the family there, lived in Miami basically my whole life. So just having my family out there to watch every game, it was very, very supportive of me. So I always felt at home, and just Miami being Miami, I mean, it's always a great city to play in. The fans there are great when you're winning. But we did a lot of that, so it was a good time, and I had a lot of fun there.
How did it help your development going to Miami? Because that is one of the premier baseball schools in the country. The ACC is also one of the premier conferences.
For sure. I mean, coming out of high school, I mean, I was also getting looked at and getting drafted by the Brewers, but I knew that I wasn't ready yet, and I decided to go to college, and I think that helped a ton in my development. I think I turned more into, you know, a mature player, more consistent and stuff, so it definitely helped with my development.
You also got to experience playing at the U and going to a couple of NCAA regionals. Yeah. What is that atmosphere like, playing for the U in a regional?
I mean, it was unbelievable. We played one of the regionals was Mississippi State, and I tell you, that was probably the loudest place I've ever heard. And it just playing in those atmospheres, it really, really gets you ready for that next level, and, you know, hopefully making it to the bigs and stuff like that. I think it's a good starting point, but it definitely helped to be able to play in that atmosphere. It was awesome.
You talked a bit about growing up in Miami. What's it like growing up in South Florida, where baseball just runs supreme and you can play it every single day of the year?
Yeah, I mean, it's year-round. You have no days off playing in Miami. I mean, sometimes you wish you were playing up north. You get a couple off, like, months and stuff. But no, I mean, it's year-round. It's a grind. But I think it really prepares you to, you know, for that next level for now. Now that we're playing every day, I feel like I'm not really tired or anything like that because I'm so used to it.
And you also have some family ties to professional baseball. Your dad played professionally in Nicaragua. You moved to the States from Nicaragua when you were 5 years old.
Yes, sir.
How much has your dad playing professional baseball helped you out when you're playing professional baseball?
Well, I mean, he's my role model. I mean, just because I know that he's been through it and everything, I talk to him every day, and he really gets me grounded. He tells me, you know, what he experienced and all his experiences, and he's always, you know, supporting me and telling me that the next day, you know, get them the next day, keep getting them, you got it. And so it's really helpful when you have somebody who's played the game, been there. So especially being my dad, you know, I appreciate a ton from him.
Yeah, it's not bad when it's a phone call away, right?
Yeah, it's pretty convenient. But I would give all my success, you know, goes towards him and my mom. They really, you know, kept me straight. So I appreciate them and all they've done.
Well, Freddie, thanks so much for joining us. It's been fun to watch you play. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the M Braves at 6:05.